Okay, am I on here?
Okay. I guess I'm on now, okay. Well, it's certainly good to be back. How many would like to see my scars? Anybody want to see them? We'll do that another time. I don't think. But it is certainly good to be back. Being back. I was going, almost gone. And I don't believe I realized how sick that I was. And I'm thankful that I had a church back home that prayed for me. I know many around the world were praying for me. And I felt God's prayer, felt God's power. Can you believe it? After a few days, I was put on a list. That was a miracle in itself because I had infection. And basically, Pittsburgh was the only hospital that would take me, okay? And then we got down there, and 2 days after I was put on the list, they had a liver for me. And that's the power of God working, I tell you. So, whew. And I still can't believe that. It put chills down my spine just to talk about it. But I think even greater than that was how unworthy I am. When I saw all the other men there, and many were waiting, had waited, and I went to the head of the head of the class. I'd been there 2 days, and it just didn't feel right. And then, after the operation, I woke up in intensive care, and I couldn't even talk. They had a tube down my throat, and that is an awful for a preacher not to be able to talk. Let me tell you. And so I was thankful God. I still had a voice when they took the tube out. The only problem I have is that I have a girl's liver, a woman's liver. So if I act a little strange at times, I am having trouble with hot flashes. God has been good to me. And when they started to empty the bile from my new liver, I realized that God had not only performed a miracle, but someone had to sacrifice that I could live. And I'm still in the process of writing that letter. I haven't written a letter to that family, but somebody cared enough to give. And if you haven't signed up, and you haven't put on your license or whatever, that you'll be a donor, would you do that? I can tell you, from my point of view, when you're gone, you don't really need your body parts anymore, okay? Why not donate them to somebody that could really use them? And you don't know how you're going to die, okay? But I know I'm thankful for a family and for a young lady that gave her ultimate, her organs that I might live. And I'm here today because somebody sacrificed. And Jesus sacrificed, didn't he? He gave his life for us, that we might live eternally with him. And I'm thankful. This morning I praise the Lord for health, for strength, for life. I wouldn't be here today if it wasn't for the grace of God in my life. And why don't I just pray and thank God and for the offering. And thank you all for the many cards and letters that you sent, Facebook. It was a great encouragement to me. Let me tell you, there was a couple times down there I didn't know if I was going to make it, okay? I remember one night in intensive care, my heart started to beat wildly. I was having problems with my blood pressure, and I thought I was going to die, okay? And when you get that feeling that you're going, I couldn't get my breath. I said, Lord, here I am. I'm ready to go. But I was scared. I didn't want to go. And I'm thankful God spared my life. He brought me back from the grave. And I have new life. I have a new liver. And if you really want to see my scar, it's called it's a special scar. It's a mark of only those that have had a liver transplant. You don't have, if you've never had a liver transplant, you don't have the mark that I've got. And I'm still getting over it. I'm still healing from it. But I might just say that I have lost 30 pounds, so my clothes tend to hang. I look like a scarecrow. My wife, when she saw me, she had to wash me down before the operation. You know what she said to me? This is my wife now. This is Mother's Day, but I realize, but she said, you look like you've been in a concentration camp. Your bones are sticking right out of your body. Isn't that an awful thing to say to your husband, you know, suffering? But I have lost a lot of weight and lost a lot of strength, and but I'm thankful I'm here today, and it's because of your prayers. Because we serve a great God. He is a great God today. And let me thank God again and pray. Shall I? Dear Holy Father, God, I'm thankful for this church. God, for the many prayers, the cards, the gifts that were sent our way that we, Lord, might be encouraged. God, you use people to encourage us. And I'm thankful for this community of believers that, Lord, gathered around me and Philina, and Lord, prayed for us, Lord, these many weeks. We ask, God, that you would bless, continue to give unity and help, Lord. Pray that I might continue to grow in strength, and Lord, this church would grow in unity and love one for another. We do pray for this offering, God, that you might bless it, meet the needs, God, of this church. Needs of this people. I especially pray for Virginia. Lord, is down in the hospital. She's going to have open heart surgery tomorrow. We ask that God, you'd help the doctors, God. She, Lord, needs, Lord, much help during this time. Pray for healing. Pray, God, that you'd bless her and meet her needs. Thank you again for this offering, God. Bless it. Multiply it, use it, God, for your honor and glory. And we'll thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.